Chapter 8. Michael was in conversation with Olivia about what he might want from the duty-free trolley. They were laughing about his usual dilemma in choosing a gift, and Olivia held out a bottle of perfume, which she assured him was a great choice, and proceeded to wrap it up. Tom thought to himself, not only was Michael a really sharp guy, but he also obviously thought about those close to him. Tom interrupted Olivia, asking if he could also get one for his fiancée. Taking the duty-free bag from Olivia, Tom turned back to his notebook. He was busy getting his thoughts straight about what Michael had just told him, about the extra secret that he had been holding back until now. Even while he was occupied with that thought, in another part of his brain, other ideas were being formulated, looked at, discarded, or held on to for further development. He knew he had the beginnings of a business idea for himself that had been slowly emerging as he listened to the wisdom that Michael had passed on to him. He smiled to himself as he realized that Michael was right yet again. Once you got the right idea, it wouldn't leave you alone. He glanced down at what he'd written and saw he'd underlined Michael's last words about that extra secret and couldn't wait to have the whole thing complete. Tom turned to Michael. You promised me an extra secret, and I know I'm being impatient, but please, let's get to it now. Why not? Agreed Michael. But before we do, I just want to make sure you've got the others safely under your belt. Run through them for me so that you can see exactly where the last one fits in. By the way, it's not really a secret, but I do call it the magic ingredient, because it's the one that binds all the others together. So, let's hear from you. Michael gave Tom his full attention, and although it felt a bit like an interview or being called in front of the principal at school, Tom was ready to go for it. He'd been reading and rereading his notes throughout the flight, so he was feeling fairly confident. To underline that fact, he closed the notebook and spoke directly from his memory and of what was on his mind. What I've understood and seen from what you've told me is that I believe is a great way to focus on and remember all the things that are required to be a successful entrepreneur. Unconsciously copying Michael's earlier gesture, he ticked each item off on his fingers as he mentioned them. First, the I, which stands for I believe in myself and my ability to reach my goals. Then B, which is the be passionate and want it. So you totally desire those goals and are totally motivated to reach them. E is the willingness to expand my comfort zone and really stretch myself. He hesitated for a moment, then went on and touched his ring finger for emphasis. L reminds me that lies and luck don't work. And what I really remember from that is you telling me that luck is the crossroads of preparation and opportunity. Not something I'd thought of before. He glanced at Michael. How am I doing? Michael smiled and made a gesture for him to continue. I, for installing goals, was perhaps one of the easiest to understand, because it's something I'm familiar with. What I hadn't realized was the importance of writing goals down and really paying daily attention to what you've set yourself, as it'll make a big difference to what I can achieve. Now, this next E. He looked again at Michael to be sure he had his full attention, and Michael nodded encouragingly. Hard work, again, is something I thought I knew all about, but the concept of having to enjoy hard work, well, that took some thinking about. I've always worked hard, but never dreamed it could be enjoyable. I thought of it more as something you just had to do, and whether you enjoyed it or not wasn't really relevant. What you made me understand was the pleasure and excitement that can come from working on something you love, not something you're just doing for the sake of a salary. Michael was delighted at how Tom had taken to heart all he had told him and wanted to encourage him further. You're sounding like a genuine entrepreneur now, Tom, so keep going. Right then, I will. Moving on to the V of very, very persistent, was also an interesting one for me. Sure, I know how to stick at something, but But the commitment of never giving up and always trying to find a creative way to turn a no into a yes was a real learning experience. The last one, though, was definitely moving me into unfamiliar territory. That final E for expect failure was a bit harder to grasp. In the end, I got what you meant when you said it was truly an integral part of being successful, because you have to learn from your mistakes and be prepared to take action and move on. He tapped the notebook with his right hand. I hope I haven't left anything out, but that seems to me to be the blueprint for entrepreneurial success. Michael was impressed. He'd thought that sharing with Tom some important facts about being a successful entrepreneur would pass the time on the flight for him. But the ease and speed with which he had absorbed them and really taken them to heart convinced him that Tom was really ready to learn that last secret. "Well, Tom, I have to say you've really impressed me. I'm delighted at how you've taken everything we've talked about and really understood what I'm trying to pass on to you. Yes, I think it's definitely time you got that last link, my secret ingredient, that'll make a crucial difference to how successful you are. Ready for it? I told you before, I can't wait. I'll just turn to a new page and off you go." Tom opened up his notebook and Michael told him what he wanted to know. The magic ingredient is all about teamwork. First of all, you have to realize that A, you can't do it all by yourself. You may have terrific business ideas, but it's impossible for you to be good in all areas and to give all areas equal focus. To be a successful entrepreneur, you don't need to be a great accountant or business manager. What you really need to know is point B, that actually you get a much greater impact from a group working together than you will if you try and do it all by yourself. It's all about the synergy of teamwork, because as soon as you get two or more people focused on a problem, then the magic starts to happen. Of course, each person makes a valuable contribution in their own right, but together they can do so much more. Just looking at the maths, it's 2 + 2 = 4. But when those four people are really sparking as a team, they produce a creative synergy that pushes that result from a 4 to a 5. It's because they support, challenge, and motivate each other to greater action. On your own, you can get bogged down in detail. In a team, you can delegate, and you can get feedback from others to show you where you are and to stop you from procrastinating. It's important to get things right, but it's even more important to get things going, and that's what a great team will help you to achieve. Michael's face was alert as he talked about the qualities needed, and it was obvious that he thoroughly enjoyed working with others. Tom asked him if that was the case, and Michael nodded vigorously in reply and expanded what he'd just been saying. The real secret of lasting success is that you can't do it alone. Ultimately, your success is a product of how good the people are that you surround yourself with. Remember how we talked about the moon landing? Well, Neil Armstrong was the figurehead, the entrepreneur, if you like. But there was no way he could have taken that first step on the moon without an amazing team around him, in that spacecraft and back on the ground. That whole team had to have that same passionate desire and be totally motivated to get him to the moon. They were working as one unit with the same goal, and they produced the most spectacular result. They put his feet on the moon's surface. Now, he certainly wanted to be the one to get there first, but without the whole team behind him with that same desire, it would not have happened. From the scientists to the switchboard operators, everyone played their part because they got inspired by the vision of America putting the first man on the moon. Once you get that kind of teamwork and support, then you can get amazing, incredible results. I understand you need to have support, but surely it's the entrepreneur who really gets things done? Asked Tom. Michael shook his head decisively. One of the biggest mistakes entrepreneurs make is to believe they can do it all by themselves. In reality, most are not equal to it, because being an entrepreneur, starting a business, and taking a product or service to the marketplace is an uphill challenge and struggle. A lot of people delude themselves about their abilities. Or if we go back to the principles of I believe, they may have some of the qualities needed, but but be missing a vital one. After all, the entrepreneur sees the big picture, the opportunity. That's their unique talent. But what they then need to do is get a team to help them realize that vision. When I bought a chain of sports shops, I didn't sit down and devise the marketing plan in every detail or micromanage the figures. I oversaw it, yes, but I had people that I trusted to do that, who were actually much better at marketing and financial planning than I was. To be a successful entrepreneur, you have to learn how to surround yourself with people who add to your skills so that together you can produce much better results. I told you it can be an uphill struggle, so having good staff or partners will be the key to your longevity. We've talked about how important it is to be persistent, and trying to go it alone means you can get more easily discouraged. Having the support and input from others will help you keep going. Don't underestimate the power of persistence. It's absolutely crucial. And if only 1% of approaches get to that final yes, that means 99% have given up before they get to that point. Support and a great team means you're able to hang in there longer, right to the end. I suppose in every successful business you tend to just notice the person at the top, and they certainly couldn't have got there without help, I agree with you, but surely the entrepreneur is responsible for leading and inspiring the team. Tom was curious, as it sounded as if Michael was downplaying the importance of the entrepreneur, and that just didn't fit with anything he'd said so far. Absolutely right. The entrepreneur is responsible. They are the figurehead and get all the publicity. But believe me, if you take a close look at them, they've achieved their success because they have a great team around them in which they have total confidence. Having a great team is not an optional extra for me. It's a simple necessity that makes absolute business sense. It's like having a great winning football team. The manager doesn't have to be a player, but they have to bring together all the different talents that make up a team and know how to bring the best out of each team member so that they win their games. It's the same for an entrepreneur. They have to assemble the right team and use all of their different skills to bring about their vision. They don't have to do it all by themselves. In fact, their business will suffer if they do. Michael leaned back and looked inquiringly at Tom. So you think you've understood how important that magic ingredient is? While he'd been listening to the words, what Tom had experienced was the real warmth and sincerity of what Michael was telling him. It felt like he'd been given a terrific present, just like putting the last piece in place in a jigsaw, and really seeing the whole picture for the first time. I have, and I can now really see my business idea taking shape. Can I run through it with you now, if that's okay? Over their heads, the fastened seatbelt lights went on, and they heard Olivia's voice requesting all passengers to put their seats in the upright position and fasten their seatbelts to prepare for landing. Michael turned to Tom with a look of genuine curiosity and a slight challenge in his voice. Well, here's your first test. You'll have to be succinct and clear to get your idea across before we land, as you've got about 5 minutes. Tom wasn't worried. This idea had been filtering through to him the whole journey, and each time he got another one of the eight principles of I believe, it had become stronger and clearer to him. His only concern was what Michael would think of it. He might be unhappy at the idea, but the only way to find out was to go for it. So he took a deep breath. Everything you've told me about I Believe has convinced me that it's a remarkable tool to help anyone who wants to become an entrepreneur. You've generously shared it with me, and as I've been writing my notes, I kept thinking about how valuable it would be to pass that on to others as well. Do you agree? Michael looked at him keenly, and after a moment's consideration, he nodded his agreement, and Tom held up Michael's notebook as he continued to talk. Well, I'd like to take these notes and turn them into a course to help others get started and to think differently about being an entrepreneur. You've helped me move from an employee to a millionaire mindset, and I want to give others that opportunity as well. Would you be willing to let me use these notes to do that? Michael was genuinely surprised. I didn't think that would be the outcome when I offered you my spare seat. But yes, I think it's a great idea to share it with others. So what's your next step going to be? Tom took an even bigger breath and hoped this came out right and with the result he wanted. Well, actually, I'd like to ask you if you'd be a mentor for me on this business idea. It would mean a lot to me. But first, these notes are going in a very safe place until I can get them typed up. Tom went to tear the pages out of the notebook, but Michael stopped him. No, you keep it as a symbol of how this first started. And as for being your mentor, it's very important to me that I'm able to give something back for all that I've received. So, yes, you can count on me for that. You'll soon see, Tom, that all successful entrepreneurs recognize that they need to give something back for everything that they've received. I'm more than happy to have shared my experience with you and for you to use our conversation to help others be successful as well. Just remember that you too must give something back from your success, because that's the way the flow continues. The more successful entrepreneurs you meet, the more you'll realize that they do want to give something back to society. And you will be part of that. Tom was so pleased to hear that Michael would be there to support him, and his mind was racing with all the ideas and plans that were just bubbling up. What Michael had given him was incredibly valuable, and Tom knew that there were other millionaire entrepreneurs who would have ideas and inspiration to offer and add to what Michael had said. He started jotting names down that came to mind. Famous entrepreneurs he'd read about in the papers or seen interviewed on television, and soon had a shortlist. Michael watched him and asked what he was doing. Tom showed him and explained what it was. These are people who I want to go and talk to add to what you've already told me, and maybe get some different perspectives. I want to talk to as many successful entrepreneurs as I can. Great idea. Give me the notebook a second. When Tom handed it over, Michael added a couple more names. These last two I know well, so give them my name when you contact them. Sounds like you have the beginning of a plan here. Tom's face was alight with enthusiasm and energy. Definitely. I can't wait to get started, and I even have a name for it. Let's hear it. Michael was energized just hearing the excitement in Tom's voice. Okay. I want to call it Millionaire MBA. I want it to teach the things that real-life entrepreneurs know, but are not taught at business school. It'll be a program that'll help people move into that millionaire mindset you talked about. I want it to be full of interviews with people like you, who are willing to pass on their wisdom. I think that would be an amazing business, and something I do feel passionate about. Passing on that knowledge and helping others is something I'm sure no one else has done like this. And I can't wait to get started. Michael knew that Tom really had got a great idea, because he could see the enthusiasm and energy with which he talked about it. That's terrific. Now you have to keep that momentum going. Don't let all that passion and energy drift away. Anchor it with some immediate action to make it real for you. What about establishing a website? Yes, I'll certainly need to do that. And I need to register a name. That would make it real, wouldn't it? Tom was practically out of his seat, he was so keen to get going. Slightly surprised by his own feelings, Tom looked at Michael. Now I know what you meant about finding your passion. I just can't wait to get started. It's all I can think about. Go for it, Tom, Michael encouraged him. Seeing the way Tom was so excited and focused on his goal, Michael couldn't have been more delighted if he'd come up with the idea himself. The noise of the engines throttling back alerted both of them to the fact that they were about to land. They exchanged business cards, and Tom knew that this was a great new beginning for him. Sitting next to Michael had changed his life, and he knew he would prove to be helpful well beyond the journey that they had shared together. As they were at the front of the plane, they disembarked first, and as the cabin door opened and they went through the airport to passport control, it was all Tom could do not to break into a run. As they walked through together, Michael stopped and shook Tom's hand. "I need to get an internal flight now, so I'll leave you here. I'm in the office Tuesday. Give me a call and I'll help you set up some more interviews with other entrepreneurs. I hope you'll have your business plan ready by then." Tom returned the handshake. "After all you've told me, I know better than to be less than 100% prepared. Thanks again, and I'll call you on Tuesday." Michael strolled off and Tom headed towards the exit, in a much better mood than he could ever have imagined when he first sat in seat 1B. He was ready to start his new business, and he vowed to himself that 1 year from today he too would be a successful entrepreneur. Thinking of that seat 1B and how lucky it had been for him, he had a sudden thought and took out the notebook Michael had given him. He stepped aside from the press of people who were hurrying past him to get to the passport control area and found a blank page. He wrote a large bold note to himself and put an asterisk in front of it and grinned as he saw the words on the page. "Be the successful entrepreneur who always travels in seat 1A. Tucking the notebook back into his jacket pocket, he walked out looking for an internet terminal so he could register his new business. Spotting the internet cafe, he grinned and walked towards his new life. Tom's notes. The magic ingredient. Entrepreneurs surround themselves with great people and build a fantastic team of people who complement their own skills. Never think you can do it all alone. You can't. Teams create synergy. 2 + 2 = 5 when you have a good team. The team must share your passion, belief, and desire. It's your job to inspire them. Great entrepreneurs have great mentors. Find yourself a mentor. Success comes from action. You must anchor your words and enthusiasm with action. Build on each step with more action. Do not procrastinate. Give something back for your own success. What you give out, you will receive back 1,000 times over. Always carry a notebook with you. You never know who you're going to meet or what ideas you will need to capture. Always travel in seat 1A. Millionaire MBA is a true story. Although the character of Tom is fictional, his idea for creating a mentoring course for entrepreneurs is very real. Before writing Millionaire Upgrade, the author, Richard Parks Cordock, wanted to find out firsthand from real-life, self-made millionaires what made them so successful. Armed with the belief that this knowledge could be shared to the benefit of many, Richard interviewed 50 self-made millionaires and business experts, discovering the common traits and characteristics among them. The culmination of his work is the highly acclaimed Millionaire MBA Business Mentoring Program. Over 8 weeks, real-life entrepreneurs share their proven strategies and mentor you to success in your own business. You can find out more about Millionaire MBA at www.millionairemba.com. Download your free podcast and entrepreneur interviews. Discover additional insights from the real-life entrepreneurs whose contributions made this book happen. And read the original story of Sir Richard Branson and the Upgraded Passenger. www.millionairemba.com/upgrade